Hey guys, happy Monday. I hope you're all doing well and that you had a good weekend. I'm so excited right now. Oh my gosh, I've had like at least 5 audio ideas pop into my head this morning. It's really weird. That always tends to happen at once. Like I always get a bunch of ideas that I'm really excited about for scripts all at once. It's really strange, but oh my gosh, I'm just so excited to start writing them. I'm trying to figure out which one to do first. decisions, I don't know. For one of them, I was trying to decide between on one hand, I want to tell you guys, but at the same time, like, I don't want to just spoil every audio that's coming. But, yeah, for one of them, I was deciding between making the character, like, a nerdy best friend and a goth best friend. I couldn't decide. And I think I've decided on nerdy because I've never really done, like, a nerdy best friend character. But I've done a couple goth characters before. But at the same time, I know that a lot of you like the goth themed audios, and goth audios are like pretty popular on YouTube right now, as far as like ASMR audios go. But I think I'm gonna go with a nerdy character, because yeah, I've never done that before. I'm so excited. And yeah, for that one, I think I want to make it a collab, but I'm not positive yet. But I think it would work well as a collab. Like, just if I kind of had another, VA, like, pop in for a few lines. So, their character would be, like, a nice, outgoing, cool, popular girl. I'm thinking of asking Indira an audio, because I think she pulls off, you know, like, hot, popular, nice characters really well. So, I might ask her. And she's so nice, and, yeah, she's really cool. And I collabed with her before, a little over a year ago, I guess. And that was really fun, so yeah, I might ask her if I do decide to make it a collab. I'm just so excited. I'm like bubbling with excitement. It feels really good because I haven't felt this way about making audios in a couple months. It's funny how that works. You just kind of go through stages of being tired of everything that you record and not really being super into it, and then boom, you get like really excited about it. So yeah, feels good. I've been pretty happy with the last couple audios I did though, because those were ones that I'd been wanting to do for a while, like the stalker in a coffee shop one. I had the idea to do that like right around when I first started my channel, so it's been a long time coming. I was really happy that I finally did it. And then the exes to lovers that I did recently, that also, I had that idea like 6 months ago or something, and I just never, I don't know, got around to doing it, and yeah, I was really happy with how it turned out. Anyway, I'm rambling, but I guess that's kind of the point of this. yeah, I'm just so excited. I just wanted to gush about how excited I am for a few minutes because I couldn't keep it all to myself. I need to get it out of my system. yeah, I need to commission art for some of those ideas. I feel so incredibly lucky to be able to make audios So thank you so much for supporting me on here, because this would not be possible without you guys, so I appreciate it so much. Yeah, let's see. Is there anything else I want to talk about? I've been having nightmares consistently for the past few days. I've had like 2 or 3 nightmares a night for the past 3 days. Very strange. And every time I wake up at 3 in the morning, I don't know what that means. Do I have any dream analysts out there? Someone to interpret my dreams? Because that would be pretty cool. But yeah, let's see. One of them, my brother was stuck in an elevator. That one was creepy. He was like, it's like so creepy to even describe, even though it sounds ridiculous, but I can still like picture the dream in my head, and so it's creepy. Anyway, my brother was stuck in an elevator in one of the nightmares, and he was like dangling out of the elevator doors because like his pants got caught in the doors or something, and so he was dangling like in the elevator shaft. And then a bunch of policemen came and rescued him, but he was like, his like body was all contorted. Very strange. And then in another dream, why am I telling you guys this? Whatever. In one of the dreams, there was a train station that was, like in a castle. Or some kind of huge, dark, kind of magical-ish building. It kind of had a Hogwarts look to it from Harry Potter. And the train was like, magical, but an evil kind of magic. And it was, like, floating. Like, it was floating above train tracks. And then another one. Another one of the dreams. I was in, like, a post-apocalypse setting, and I like was running through some kind of tunnel, and then in another dream a shark attacked my mom. So yeah, lots of variety in my dreams, lots of different, all of those would make a fantastic horror movie. So, yeah. They sound really ridiculous when you say them out loud. But when I woke up from them, I was like, my heart was beating really fast and everything. Anyway, hopefully, the pattern of nightmares comes to an end soon. It's pretty weird. Okay, well, I guess I'm gonna go get started on some of those scripts. Yeah, I'm really excited about them. Yeah, alright, I'm gonna go. Bye, guys. Much love. Mwah.